The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, can you play All Systems Go, please? Can you please do that for me, since today is playoff ALDS?
Houston, All Systems Go!
Thank you. So we can talk about, stop talking about this crappy football team. Crapola, crap all
we
over
love
it.
Our Astros
crappiness
in
of crap.
And all across the Lone Star State.
And we can talk about a great team.
We're
a 31-31 team.
And we shout it loud.
Okay.
A 2-0 team.
2-0 team. Yeah, they're not 31-31. Although they're 31-31. They're really 2-0. The postseason doesn't count with the regular season.
No, you're 2-0 in the most important time of the year.
Is this like the Seahawks beating the Saints when they were 7-9? Is that what they did to the Twins?
I mean, it's even
kinda,
worse for the Twins because at least the Seahawks at least the Seahawks were at home. The Twins were at home and lost to the 7-9 team.
That's true.
It's worse for the Twins.
They're the 12th man, and I do not.
Don't even reference what you have on your phone.
That, please don't ever send that again.
Who sent that to you?
Roll Tide Rolling. That is ugly. Don't ever send that again. Roll Tide Rolling.
Or do. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. We're just not going to talk about it on the show. But McCullers today, you can pat yourself on the back for being right.
Thank you.
You told everyone.
Who was the first? Take that, Berman. How'd that taste?
I saw it from McTaggart.
I had another. All right. Where were you on that scoop? Huh, Scoop?
Shouldn't you be?
Should I be the new Scoop of this city now?
Do you want to be calling people at like 9 a.m. asking if they have news like Berman does every morning? You want to do that?
Yeah.
You do?
Well,
you don't seem
no,
like
I just
type.
Want people to call me and tell me if there's anything.
Yeah, but Berman is active. He'll call people looking
for
stuff.
I know. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to do all that. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to do all that. Never mind, Berman. You can be Scoop.
Yeah,
if I have to call people.
Yeah, people like offer you things. You're like, that's awesome. But I don't think you're looking to be Berman and going through your Rolodex and call you. What you got?
Right. Is there anything today?
No, Mark.
No, how am I going to do that and play golf all day?
Well, you can't call on the course.
The tips have to come from the people who play golf with you.
Yeah. I mean,
everything has to come from golf or drinking at a barbecue place.
Right.
Yeah. That's where all the tips have to come from.
Yes.
They have to just fall in your lap.
Text
correct.
It to them.
Okay.
Correct.
You're not Scoop Granato.
No. Well, I don't want to work that hard, but if you want to call me with a scoop, just give me a call or you can tweet me.
Yeah, I listen to stuff and all these analysts are like, I'm getting texts from GMs. You need that, but you don't want to be the guy who initiates.
No. Like, have to call people? Nah.
You just want people giving you news. Doesn't seem like you're really a reporter at that point.
Well, right. Guess
what?
I don't mind just being the receiver of calls. That's
I
all.
I got a scoop about Baker Mayfield I was able to use on NFL Network from part of John's little, iced tea circle at the barbecue place. I'm like, huh, the Eagle has landed.
Yeah.
And I was able to use it on NFL Network and they said, Baker's going to be the first. I said, I'm just telling you guys, we better introduce this here on this Monday show. I was there for the whole week of the draft and they said, okay, well, that's pretty crazy. Are you sure? I said, yes, we need to have this on the show right now on Monday show. We're doing a show. Okay, well, and Jim Moore Jr. was on, and he said, the producer of the show said, well, let's do a segment where we talk about what if the Browns shock everyone and go Baker Mayfield? Then we can talk about that. I said, I don't care how you do it, but we need to do it because, you know, people at the barbecue places are talking.
That's right.
They're like, what?
That was one of your sources, the
said,
barbecue
there's,
place?
There's a barbecue place where some stuff is happening.
No, that's where the information is. It ain't the barbershop anymore. It's the barbecue place.
And speaking of Baker, did we bury him too soon?
Hey, Baker
Baker's
came back.
Baker's looking better, man. Man, well, thank God they got rid of Alonzo Highsmith, and look how much better they are.
That's aggressive. Isn't he in Seattle now?
Yeah, he's in Seattle. Now he's potentially listening, by the way.
Didn't they get to their first 4-0 season since 2013? So maybe he gets credit for that.
I think this is Russell Wilson.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure this is his first time. He and his son both are undefeated.
Where's
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, so both of them ruined Miami. Great.
Yeah. Destroyed. Kicked their ass.
Well, it wasn't an ass kicking, but they won.
Yeah. No. It was an ass whooping.
No, I watched the game. No, it wasn't. They won, though. Russell Wilson, 16 touchdown passes.
How about you're going to get the Texans pick, which is a top five pick.
Uh-huh.
The Dolphins pick, which is a top five pick.
Possibly.
In the first and second round.
It's number 9 right now, the Dolphins, I think. It possibly could
be. But don't worry. They'll suck.
I mean, their schedule's been pretty tough. They played Seattle, Buffalo,
honestly,
and New England.
Don't you really want them to suck? Honestly? Because going forward?
Under Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't mind them sucking. Although you'd like the defense to show some better situational awareness, like giving
you
up a...
You want them to win? They're your squad.
Let me work through this. Let me work through it. Well, for Ryan Fitzpatrick, it doesn't really matter so much because he's going to be Fitzpatrick and he threw a couple bad picks. When Tua gets in there for the back half of the year, you're like, okay, I want to see some progress. But with Fitzpatrick, whatever. I don't care.
Hey, let me give you guys a quote while you're still here, Lance. I want your reaction to this. This is what Peter King wrote. Owner Cal McNair has been more hands-off than his father, franchise founder Bob. But Cal McNair could have a decision to make after the season. Two, actually. O'Brien brought in smart and authoritative Jack Easterby to run the front office in April 2019.
The seeds are growing.
Would you let me finish?
Where did that come from, smart and authoritative?
I don't know where it came from.
If O'Brien goes, could Easterby, his hand-picked front office chief, stay in a revamped organization? Ooh. I wouldn't bet against it.
Wait, you said that or he said I wouldn't bet against it?
Peter King.
Is it Peter's column
this
today?
This is Peter.
Okay. Jackie boy.
Who the hell calls Jack Easterby smart and authoritative?
Jack Easterby does when
what
he's
has
talking
Jack
to Peter
Easterby
King.
Ever done? Seriously. What has he ever done?
He tweets out a lot of nice things.
Jack Easterby is part of it was one of the architects of an 0-4 start for the Texans. He was largely responsible for Brandon Cooks coming in. Jack Easterby has decided who goes and who stays in the on the back end and also on the team. He's one of the key components, but he is the character assessment guy. Jack Easterby has to wear this 0-4 too. Don't be trying to plant seeds with Peter King and get out of this, Easterby. You roll with Bill O'Brien. Although it would be ironic if Easterby cut O'Brien's throat after they ran up on Brian Gain.
Well, I hear it ain't all that tutti frutti. It's not nearly as...
Maybe after an 0-4, it's better than an 0-3. Maybe things have gotten better.
What do you think it's like when they're all walking down...
Terrible.
When Bill O'Brien is walking around the halls right now.
I actually have a quote. I have inside information, and somehow a recording device got slipped into the Texans' facility.
Okay, let's hear it.
But what do we have left once we abandon the lie? Chaos. A gaping pit waiting to swallow us all. Chaos isn't a pit. Chaos is a ladder.
Is that Jack?
You think? Wait a minute.
That was Jack Easterby?
Was he Littlefinger or Lord Varys?
He's Varys. You decide.
Either one.
Which one is Varys?
What do you think?
Easterby is Varys.
Are you sure?
He could be Littlefinger.
Easterby would bounce from person to well. Who was, like, Easterby would, he had no, not Easterby, I'm sorry, Varys had no, he could go from, he had no loyalty.
He's about the realm. He wanted the realm to
succeed. That's true.
Littlefinger had goals and aspirations for himself, personally.
I think he's kind of a combination of Littlefinger.
That's true.
Varys, like, let the realm be good, let the people
Easterby
be good.
Varys was just for the good of all.
Yeah. In NFL circles, Easterby is known as the guy who is really about himself. Although people don't talk badly about him, the person, they do say he is...
He's a climber. He's Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Littlefinger was the climber.
Yeah, I guess he is more Littlefinger.
Rose up
because
from...
he wanted more power, where Varys is just trying to weasel around and stay alive.
And Littlefinger always wanted to be behind the scenes. He never wanted the target on him, because when the target's on you, then the target's on you. Littlefinger weaved his way into a position He's little. Jack used to be his little finger.
Chaos, yeah, that's probably true.
Chaos is a ladder, Lance.
Well, right now there's chaos, and he may be looking to climb.
Yep.
On Bill O'Brien's carcass. Boy, that'd be
Steph Stradley.
What a turn of events that could be.
Steph Stradley tweeted that out and then tweeted out Jack Easterby's resume.
What? Which is what?
Well.
Can you read it to me?
Easterby came to Houston in 6 seasons in New England.
Read me his very...
His saw his role expand to include the title of team development director and management responsibilities over several sub-programs within the organization.
Can you tell me his first job?
Sounds kind of convoluted.
Tell me his first job.
He's doing development for many years, United States National. He serves team athlete development consultant for multiple NBA teams. United States national team.
He has talked about that.
And has mentored numerous PGA Tour players.
Right.
As well as Major League Baseball players.
Do you have his first football job?
He gained his first NFL experience in the summer of 2004 with the Jacksonville Jaguars, helping in football operations and public relations.
Frankly,
in other words, he was an intern.
His profile picture, that man's smiling too hard to be my GM.
He does have a hard smile.
He's smiling too hard to be the GM of a football team.
He became the character coach for the University of South Carolina Athletics Department, where he implemented team building programs for an Olympic sports, including men's baseball national champions and eventual women's national basketball champions.
Don't care.
And
anything about scouting players?
Prior to the Patriots, Easterby served the Kansas City Chiefs organization for the 2011-12 seasons in character development. In a role created through the vision.
Blah, blah, blah.
Kansas City Chiefs general manager.
Blah,
Scott
blah, blah. What about building a team? Building an organization?
Scouting. Any of that.
Scouting. Not player? Giving away the exactly how much a player wants in contract negotiations.
Oh, apparently you didn't read. That? During his tenure, he saw his role expand to include the title of team development director and management responsibilities over several sub-programs.
What does any of that mean? Where did he do this?
In New England. I really don't know what
And then they said it was either Kraft or Belichick wanted him out. That's why he was leaving with Josh. See, what he doesn't say is he was going to the Colts with Josh McDaniel. And when the Colts broke down, Ballard's like, no, you ain't staying here, Jack. So Jack was a free agent before he came to the Texans.
Well, I tell you who.
So you think he's cutting some throats behind the scenes?
I mean, Ballard probably called HR and said, we got to get rid of this guy. And that's
what
he
wasn't
do
with them.
With HR&P. What you have to do with HR&P is you got to call HR and say, this guy's a problem.
OB's going to have HR call on him?
Oh, I don't know. That doesn't look like a GM smile. You're right, though.
I'm telling
look
you.
Look at that.
That ain't a football guy smile.
That's a team pastor smile.
No, he's fun. And here's the deal. Is if you're looking for that HR, if you're looking for that payroll, if you're looking for that company that's going to take care of all your business needs, including taxes, including your PPP, your SBA loans, including all of the stuff that you've got to have handled during these times that is just unbelievably difficult. And who's navigating you through these difficult times? Who navigated us through these difficult times? It was HR&P. They're spectacular. And you know what? They're going to get your business going again. If you are in the middle of this saying, I don't know what we're going to do, call HR&P and let them come in there and they can take care of it. Oh, by the way, they're going to get you that payroll perfectly done. They're going to get it to you at a price. And then you're going to be able to actually choose all of the other stuff that your 401ks and your insurance and all of that stuff. They give you all kinds of options as opposed to putting their all of those benefits packages on you. So you're looking for that payroll company that's going to pay off during these tough times. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up in
this is the bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Can we talk about something we've neglected to get to? And it's a real shame.
Jalen Ramsey?
Yes.
You
Jalen Ramsey Golden Tate fight.
Do you love that?
I do. If you missed it, the Rams and the Giants played a very entertaining game that finished 17-9. In the midst of it, you had Jalen Ramsey body slamming Golden Tate on a tackle, a clean hit. He picked him up off the ground and drove him into the ground. And you think, okay, that's just a physical play. It didn't end there. After the game, Jalen Ramsey and Golden Tate came together and started a melee. The backstory is Jalen Ramsey was with Golden Tate's sister. They had a kid together. And in the midst of a second pregnancy, Jalen Ramsey left Golden Tate's sister. And while she was pregnant, by the way, Golden Tate's sister is a former Mississippi State track star, so certainly athletics in the family. In the midst of her pregnancy, Jalen Ramsey took Instagram to post a picture with his girl, his new girl. Golden Tate didn't like it. And because the internet age, a fan said, hey, Golden Tate, you going to do something about this? Someone added him, and he pretty much said, he going to see me at some point. And they saw each other yesterday and got into a giant fight yesterday.
And they fought at midfield after the game.
Yes. And all I have to say is shame on Fox for not having better coverage of that. Because I think they either went to break as the fight was starting or they came back in the middle of it. So you didn't actually see Ramsey and Tate starting it. But you saw a melee and you saw guys trying to pull each other off. And then, of course, because they're football players, once one guy grabs your teammate and slings them aside to try to break up a fight, then you have to push that guy and say, you can't touch my teammate like that. So it just kept escalating. It was great. It was just great. I love the backstory. Which is better, John? This one, the backstory behind it, or when Seth Curry got an and-one on Paul George in the playoffs and called him a... He called him a... He had some ugly words for him. Because if you missed that...
Did he call him a B-boy?
He called him a punk ass... He might even drop the N-word on him.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, I think...
A P-A-N?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or B-A-N. I forgot which one it was. It was a combination of that.
Ooh.
I believe so. And the backstory behind that is Seth Curry is married to Callie Rivers, who is not only Austin Rivers' sister, but Doc's daughter. And Paul George left her or at least cheated on her with a stripper. That's the alleged story. So which one is better?
So Paul George was with her first, left her for a stripper, and then Seth Curry married her.
Yeah. Which one is the better backstory?
Oh, wow. That's difficult because there's a stripper involved.
Well, you love this talk.
I don't know the who Jalen Ramsey end up with.
I think she might have been an Instagram. I have to look it up. I'm not sure.
See, that's not as good as a stripper.
But is it as good as you leave your girl while she's pregnant with your kid?
Yeah, I don't know. Even Tom Brady does that.
That's true. That's not a new thing.
No, that happens.
But Bridget Moynihan didn't have a brother who's an NFL player.
Right, but she was Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah,
and you left her. You left her for the cash. Because let's face it, Bridget Moynihan is hotter than, what's her name?
Than Giselle.
Giselle. Yeah, Bridget Moynihan's hotter. That's a tough one. Which one is more salacious? I kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm not crazy about throwing PANs around, but I kind of like the Golden Tate. They went to blows. I kind of like that. That's even better.
Yeah, the basketball one didn't result in a fight. It was just some unkind words.
Just name calling. I'm going to go with the fight. I'm going to go. I know there was a stripper involved, but I'm going to have to go with the one that actually ended in blows being thrown.
And apparently Jalen Ramsey breaking up with Brianna Tate, Golden Tate's sister, isn't the first time he's done some dirt. A woman on Instagram exposed some DMs that he slid into before the breakup. So he's done some things that Golden Tate probably already had issue with, and then my sister's pregnant, and then you leave her. Yeah, that fight was a long time coming, it seems like.
Oh, wait.
Okay, you got more information.
How Jalen Ramsey is keeping in touch with his Vegas dancer girlfriend while he's in town for birth of his second kid. There is a dancer involved.
Is she a dancer dancer?
Dancer. Oh, now. I mean, two pregnancies and a dancer.
What are you feeling, John? What do you like?
Man, it's no question now. It's Ramsey and Tate. There's a dancer in.
But
and it's got the fight. But it's got everything.
But they're saying dancer, like actual dancer, like she dances. Not like she's at a strip club. Like she's a professional dancer.
Oh, that's not nearly as good then.
Okay. Just to be clear, model, dancer, social media personality. She doesn't appear.
You can't put dancer out there.
Well, what if she actually is a dancer, not stripper?
I know, but I gotta know. You gotta be more concise.
You want it to be put in parentheses, not stripper.
You can't even say professional dancer.
What if that's actually what she does for a living?
But that's not clear enough.
Well, you want parentheses
because stripper is a professional dancer as well.
So you want dancer parentheses, not stripper.
Yeah, I mean classical or ballet or I need some kind of
or something.
Yeah. I mean, I need definitely an adjective in front of that one. I can't have just dancer cuz that got me so excited.
Oh, because your mind goes to places. And you're like, "Whoop! More salacious."
Right. It still wins. I mean, she's a dancer. Who knows if she ever.
Well, I don't know her backstory, but at least they're not saying she was a stripper. But like you said, I think it wins because I know it's convoluted because Paul George is actually playing for the father of the woman he left. So that adds another layer to that. And plus, he's Pandemic P. So Doc is like, really? And you can't even make shots when I need you? But there wasn't a physical confrontation on the court like there was at
right.
The game.
I mean, that's awesomeness. The whole thing. I just love it.
I love
when they bring it to the field.
I wish they played in the same divisions. We get this twice a year. Jalen's already set in L.A. I need Golden Tate to get traded to the 49ers.
Oh, that would be totally sweet.
Yeah. They need weapons, right?
Yeah, this is the only time they're going to face.
That sucks.
Come on. We need this twice a year.
I need an in-season trade so they face each other three times this year.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Josh Norman's back.
With the Bills.
Yeah.
So the Bills, 4-0. Josh Allen on an MVP. If not for Russell Wilson, it'll be the clear-cut MVP. It's going, all right, we'll just add a corner. We'll just get better. We'll put him with Tre'Davious White.
Yeah. Who was Josh Norman beef with?
Odell. But they don't play in the same division either.
I know, but we got to have that.
Let's see if the Bills and the Browns play.
That's why the Steelers should have signed him.
You're just looking for fights.
That's all. I mean, how awesome would Josh Norman and Odell going at it again be?
Pretty good. I don't think they play each other.
Odell looked good yesterday now.
He did. He looked like the guy.
He looked like,
trade all that. You trade picks and money and pay money to.
Odell loves him as some Odell now.
But then the Cowboys always let guys look good.
Is true. It was the Cowboys defense. Yeah. I think you take it with a grain of salt.
They're bad.
They're terrible. Goodness gracious, they're terrible. But yeah, Odell, he's got gray hair now. It's not blonde anymore.
It's gray now?
It's all gray. Top's all gray now. So, congrats. Or blue. I don't know.
Silver, whatever.
It's a light. It looks like it's gray.
Okay.
But, man, he just loves him some Odell. He can't be happier with Odell. Odell loves Odell.
Well, he had a good day, and when he has good days, he's going to let you know about him and feel pretty good. Of course, he drops a couple passes. We'll see the pouting Odell. But yesterday, no reason for it because the Cowboys are like, go on, do what you like.
But I love how he loves to share it with his teammates. Run away from everybody just so everybody just looks at him.
I feel like you're misreading him.
Yeah, I must be. I must be misreading him. 10:30 ESPN 97.5. I'll tell you this, if I'd bet on the Falcons, I mean, are you kidding me? Cleveland destroyed the line. Destroyed the line. Boy, you want to talk about a great bet if you took the money line on that one. Well, here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay. They double your initial deposit, so you have twice as much to play with. So if you're looking for a great way to have fun watching your games and make some money on it, that's right, you're going to win. You're going to make money. That's what you do. It is exactly what you're going to do is win and get paid. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this thing, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN
97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. You still got time to get in here in a hurry. I mean, you want to talk about your I mean, we haven't even talked about the Texans this hour. Did we talk about the Astros? Or did we talk about the Texans at the beginning? Yeah, we did. Never mind. They suck. It is just... So the game's the beginning, first play, and I go, come on, what? And my buddy goes, are you actually rooting for the Texans? And I'm like, yes. I'm actually... It has become a thing that you... I don't know anybody that roots for the Texans anymore.
They're apathetic at best, and downright disgusted may be more apropos. You might as well root for them. What are losses going to do for you as far as the carrot of at least we'll have a high draft pick? You have nothing to root for outside of the hope that it's so bad that the Texans can't fade it and they fire Bill O'Brien. Those are the only thing you can root for, unless you think there's a turnaround in store. I mean, This is one of those seasons where it's got to be really, really tough. You don't have the possibility of a draft pick, a high one, and even still, most of the time when you're this bad, you're drafting a quarterback. And the Texans aren't drafting a quarterback. You get excited about drafting a defensive end, going through a 3-13 year or whatever it would be to have that high of a pick. No. You don't get excited about that. You get excited about the prospect of Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. Neither of those guys would be available to you anyway if you had a pick. You have to hope, if you're a Texan fan, if you're of this mindset, that it'd be so terrible that the Menares are like, no, we know we committed a lot of money to you, but we can't do this. And that's a pipe dream, I think.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing. You're having possibly the worst year that you've had since Bill O'Brien got here, and you don't have you could have the first pick of the third round after all this.
Unless there's a pass rusher he really likes that's, you know, available for trade.
Bill O'Brien cannot make another trade. Okay.
Is that set
that
in stone?
That is off. If I'm Cal McNair, I say no. We're spending more money than anybody this year. We're 0-4. And we don't have our first two picks in this draft. You are not making another trade, period.
Cal McNair has that in him?
Yes.
Based on
at 0-4, now I think Cal might be sitting back going, wait a minute, I'm the owner around here now. Let's just remember that. Well, I'm the owner here.
We have to figure if Peter King's column is right that you talked about, that maybe Jack Easterby would be the one telling Bill, no, you're not making any more trades. Because I have been empowered by Cal. You're not making trades anymore. I will make the trades if we make them at all.
No, there are no trades. That's all. No, Cal ain't saying I'm making the trades.
Would you be in favor? Well, I don't know who they have as tradable assets. That's the problem. Because the guys make too are far overpaid. But I'd be selling guys before I would be trying to acquire guys.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be. Would you be upset if they traded JJ?
No, it's not. No. Because no. I look at this team and you have to try to refresh this roster some way. And if it means trading JJ for, what, 2/3 or whatever you might get, do it. But the Texans aren't doing that. They're going to trade what used to be the franchise face in the middle of the season for, what, a mid-round pick.
Well, what can JJ bring?
Second? Maybe.
Maybe a second? If you can get a second for JJ, you do it.
Yeah, but the Texans...
What do you need JJ now for?
But Cal McNair and that ownership group would have to... Are they going to be willing to take away one of their faces?
What's it? You're 0-4. What the hell's the difference?
This is not a football discussion. I didn't say a good player. I said one of the faces of the franchise.
Yeah, that's all
right.
Are
they going to be... No, it's well, all
he's,
right.
He's got to be gone after
it's
the show.
It's all right to you.
He's got to be gone after
It's all right for you. But they have based a lot of who they are on that guy. Are they willing to separate? They couldn't separate themselves from Brian Cushing. In fact, he's still here. He's not playing clearly, but he's still around. Do they? Can they?
Yes, they can.
Look, no, they should, but can they? Because as much as we talk about JJ's lack of productivity and injuries, we're guys who do this dumb thing for a living, talking about sports. What about the people who just want to see JJ out there, buy a jersey because JJ's our guy. JJ's a Texan. Bye. See, this is because
he should be gone anyway.
Well, that's a logical approach. What's so logical about this team? I can see Cal and the McNairs putting their foot down on this. You're not getting rid of J.J. Watt. No. We will ride that thing until it breaks down completely. That's our guy. I can see it. He could be their Udonis Haslam. Never go away.
There's no. This is the smart thing, which they won't do, is trade J.J. Watt right now. Lawrence is here. Let's get Lawrence in here. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I got three things I want to bring up. Two kind of funny, one serious. Do you think Bill O'Brien is concerned that he'll be fired by Bill O'Brien as the coach? Secondly, what's wrong with Deshaun? I guess I have two things. That's it.
No, Bill O'Brien is worried that Cal might actually have some backbone.
Bill O'Brien gave himself more control this week.
Yeah.
He's not firing himself. He made himself the play caller this week.
On top of that, next week he's bringing the water out to the guys on the field.
He might find that beneath him. No. But he might do something else.
Well, if the guy's not doing it right, Bill O'Brien's going to take it over and do that. No, Bill O'Brien's not worried about Bill O'Brien. What's wrong with Deshaun? I think the answer is Bill O'Brien.
Some of it's
Bill O'Brien. I mean, in here, that's a tough one, because you know what, we blame Bill O'Brien for. I mean, are we blaming Doug Peterson for Carson Wentz?
I don't know. Are they in Philly? They might be.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Why? Because he has Super Bowl.
Well, Doug Peterson proved that he can win, and he can win without Carson Wentz.
Well, Bill O'Brien has proven not win to Doug Peterson's level, but he's taken, how do I be respectful, journeyman quarterbacks to division titles. He's proven he doesn't need much at the quarterback position it's not a great division, but to make the playoffs. It's not the same level as Peterson, I know that, but if you're a Bill O'Brien supporter, which I don't know if you exist, you would say, Brian Hoyer, Tom Savage, I wrote all those, Tom Savage a little less, Brian Fitzpatrick, all those guys had somewhat productive years under me. Brock Osweiler. All of them. I can turn journeyman into division winners.
A mediocre team.
Yes.
That isn't going to win anything.
So how come...
You can do that.
How come
you
can elevate...
turn a really good quarterback into an elite quarterback that is winning at the highest level?
I mean, at this point, I'm not going to argue too strongly, but I don't know if Deshaun's he's a good quarterback. I'm not sure he's a really good quarterback yet. So that's a shot that Bill O'Brien has to answer for. How come you can't turn a quarterback so many people have a high opinion of and think could be really good? How come you can't elevate him? I mean, the obvious comparison are the two guys in Deshaun and Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes, but okay, maybe he's not an MVP level quarterback. Maybe that's not who he is. But why is he appear so far behind them?
I can't answer it. There's something wrong with Deshaun. He missed two easy throws this. And one is there, you know, 3rd and 10 heading in trying to score a touchdown before the half. I mean, it was an easy throw.
Yeah, so it's not. There's a combination. Unfortunately, it's a combination at your most important position. Deshaun's not particularly playing well.
No.
And Bill O'Brien isn't helping matters.
No. I don't think Bill O'Brien is innovative enough. I don't think Bill O'Brien is, Bill O'Brien knows more offense than, forgotten more offense than we'll ever know. But I see what Andy Reid is doing. I see what they're doing in Baltimore.
What about
Greg Roman?
Brian Daboll has done for Josh Allen.
Yeah. I mean, look at him.
He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah. Josh
throwing
Allen.
Dimes over and over again.
Man, this is unbelievable. Who are you going to turn around this week, though?
Great.
They're going to turn it around.
They better. The Jacks stink.
They're going to turn. See? There's your negativity.
No, I said they better.
They're going to be 1-4.
Okay.
Then they're going to go beat the Titans. They'll have like 40 guys that will be out, and they'll beat them. Well, and then, I don't know, and then the Packers, that'll be good. That'll be fun.
For who, the Packers?
Well, we'll see. Maybe somebody will get hurt. We'll see tonight.
So you're hoping, now you're looking forward in the schedule for injuries to take place.
Hopefully.
So that's an ugly way to go about life.
Well, 3-4 heading into the break. I'll take it. I think it's great. I think they're on their way. Three straight wins. Boom, boom, boom. How's that taste, Dell?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so I don't know how it tastes. But I will say 1-6 is more likely.
Yeah. No. No. 2-5 is likely.
Who are they beating besides the Jags?
They're going to beat the Titans.
Why?
Because all their guys are sick.
Well, they're probably going to be back before then. And the Texans have already shown you can beat them without practicing. So even if the Titans come back mid-game week, who cares? The Texans don't. The Texas opponent doesn't need practice. And hold on. The Texans play Dalvin Cook on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Who would they play against the Titans?
Derrick Henry's not that fast. So
are they going to be able to tackle him?
Yeah. 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 They I can't wait to Hargraves. Wait till Hargraves steps up near the goal line. Gets pushed in the face.
That was really bad.
That was embarrassing. All right. Who has more COVID cases? The Titans, the White House, Taiwan, or New Zealand, or Vietnam?
I'm going to take those three countries as less than the two things that are happening here.
And then?
Is it the White House by like a couple?
The White House has a bunch now.
And they're infecting reporters as well. So if you want to throw the pool reporters into the mix too.
Yeah,
the White House.
At the White House.
I'm going to White House, then Titans. The Titans didn't have a positive yesterday.
They didn't have one?
Or was it
today?
Well,
they've got 18 now.
Or did I see it today?
Is it 20 or 18 now?
I'll have to look.
Last I saw it was 18.
I saw 18.
I'm pretty sure 18 is less than the White House.
Yeah, the White House is about 20 plus right now.
Yeah.
And I saw a report that the Titans didn't have a new positive. No new positives for Titans today. So things are on the up and up, right?
Yep. How about that? Take that, NFL. Apparently the NFL is going to have a conference call with all the teams today. Mm-hmm. And the big boss, Goodell, is going to read the riot act.
And apparently the Titans are going to get investigated for potential violations.
And apparently so are the Raiders.
Well, John Gruden won't ever wear a face mask.
No, and he's going to get, you're going to get draft picks taken away.
Because he's already been fined.
Yeah, and they're talking about $1 million fine and draft picks.
Yeah, he refuses to follow the rules.
Yeah, try that. But also his team went to a big event on Monday.
Yeah, without masks.
Yeah, nice, well done. Derek Carr, nice. Well done, sir. All right, 1046 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way, as if this isn't weird enough. News of the Weird coming your way next.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, there's a New Jersey hypnotist, Del. Apparently he's in a little trouble. He's been arrested for giving illegal prostate exams to patients.
There are things in life that I think, man, if I was a grifter or if I thought of myself as a guy who can get away with things, I might do that. Giving guys prostate exams, not one of them.
Do you need to be hypnotized before a prostate exam?
No, it's not necessary.
Well, it'd be better because I don't want to.
You don't want to think about it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that whole. Especially a doctor with big hands. Not a big fan.
You don't want sausage fingers?
It was unclear whether the patients were under hypnosis during the exams. I would imagine they'd have to be, wouldn't I?
Well, did he purport himself as a doctor and hypnotist? or just the hypnotist?
It's unclear.
Was it a 2-for-1 deal? Like, you can come in and get hypnotized, and then I'll give you a prostate exam?
Yeah, it's unclear.
Yeah. Of all the things you would do, let's say you were proficient at being a hypnotist, and you think, you know what, I'm going to use this to my advantage. All these dopes are coming in and let me hypnotize them. The thing I would not do is keep them under the influence so I can give them a prostate exam.
Yeah.
That's not a win for you, hypnotist.
A thief is probably not going to enjoy what he stole. Apparently, in Blaine Lake, a home was burglarized. Stakes were taken. Unfortunately for the burglar, the stakes have been poisoned.
Whew. Why were they poisoned? To dissuade, to punish the burglar? Did this person know that the burglar, the robber was coming?
I don't know why you would poison your steaks, but they want the burglar to know, don't eat those steaks. So if you know anyone that stole any steaks, please, all you have to do is call.
Well, how long if you rob people of their meat, do you keep it before you eat it?
You got to eat it pretty soon.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's going to get that message.
Gym operator Pure Gym sparked a little bit of a black backlash. They promoted a workout called 12 Years of Slave.
Is it a...
Do you...
No.
Of Slave, it's called. Well, I don't know, 12... Isn't it 12 Years of Slave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it... Did they position it as workouts that are that slaves had to go through?
Well, no. Slavery was hard, and so is this.
Oh, man.
That's the motto. Oh,
and this is a business you decided...
I think that's a good idea.
God. People are so dumb, so stupid.
Slavery was hard, and so is this.
I thought they might even go, look.
Wow.
No, I don't know. There's nothing.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing I can say.
There's no workout that you want to do.
No.
Nope.
No. And no one decided, hey, guys, this is why when people are like, man, when people say people are stupid, you have to agree with them. Because there's no, I don't imagine it was just a one-person decision, and no one said, Let's not do this.
This isn't a good
idea. This is a bad idea.
That's a bad idea. In Gujarat, they're having a little bit of a problem. A couple is now not going to get married. It appears the groom's father and the bride's mother ran off and eloped.
Do you think the two ran off to save their children from making an awful mistake?
I don't know that. Didn't they make a horrible mistake by eloping? Do you think that the two wrongs make a right here?
Maybe they sacrificed their lives for the lives of their children.
That's parenting.
Look, you guys are making an awful mistake. To stop you from doing it, we'll do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
People always say I would throw myself in front of a train or jump in front of a bullet to save my kid. This is kind of the same thing. You're taking a bullet for your kid.
Yeah. Apparently, Virginia is having a bit of a problem with police having sex with detainees before they are actually booked. So it would a law now make it a Class 6 felony if police engage in sexual relations with a detainee.
Ah, just a couple bad apples, John.
Well, or I mean, come on, we're just having a little fun here before we.
That you're in a position of power. You cannot simply have sex with your detainees.
Well, what does she look like?
No, that's not the point. Not the point
is.
Of which I know is always
it
your point.
Is
the
me.
Point is, if you are put in a position where people feel like you have control over them, you can't just take advantage. That's wrong.
Hmm. Apparently, Arsenal is having some money problems.
Your team. Your squad.
Yeah. Gunnar Saurus has been laid off.
Who was he?
The mascot.
Oh, it's Gunnersaurus.
Gunnersaurus.
Well, they can't have fans in the stands, so what's he got to do? What's he doing? He can't even go to he can't go to like promotional events because, you know, COVID. There's no use for Gunnersaurus right now.
There's none. Who are you getting?
Why does a soccer team have a mascot?
Health Canada has to recall their eye drops because apparently they contain human placenta. Do you want to drop human placenta in your eyes?
What's the benefits? Don't women sometimes eat the placenta after they have the kid? I've heard of that before.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Do you want any droplets in your human placenta droplets in your eyes?
I'm not a huge fan of things around my eye dropping in. So no, I don't like eye drops. I don't want to get.
But this is different. Human placenta.
I don't want any human biological substances in my eye.
Especially somebody I don't know, right?
Or anyone. I don't care if it's my sister. I don't care if my sister had a kid. No, I don't want your placenta in my eye. What does it matter if you're a stranger or not? Would you take some? Would it be better for you if you knew the person?
Are you wearing Astros gear today? No. Am I?
I don't.
Yes.
I actually don't own any Astros
gear.
Am
I all about the team? Yes.
I'm going to root for the Marlins, John. That's what everyone puts on me for whatever reason. I don't care about baseball.
No one roots for the Marlins.
In the playoffs, John, overcome COVID, and now they're in the playoffs. In fact, never lost a playoff series
never.
The Marlins.
Astros, 307. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll have something good to talk about instead of crappy Texans. Crap and crap. Joel and Charlie next to talk about that crap.
ESPN 97.5.